The following recording consists of several parts. It includes the recording of this year's Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review, which allows you in a few moments just to go over the Daf, and then it continues on with the same Daf in the previous Daf Yomi cycle, which of course has a completely different ambience and a whole different group of people that are in attendance. You can use that for Chazorah if you wish, and you may actually prefer the ambience of the earlier Daf.
Is Masechet Zvachim, Daf Memtet, and we're holding about three lines up to the middle of the page, Asham Inolan. And that's because yesterday we finished learning that there's a din of Tzofen for Shchita and for Kabbalah, and we learned that both the mitzvah and la'akev, and we learned it both for Korban Eila, which of course was the Makor of the Halacha, and we also learned it out to the Chatas out of Eila because of the multiple comparisons to the Bimkom Asher Shchata Olah, Yishafet HaChatat. And today we'd like to know, how do we know that the same Halacha is true, Lagabi the Asham? Because our opening Mishnah of Ezu Mikomam said that this was a rule by all of the Korbanot. And as we go on through the Perek and read the rest of the Mishnah, we will see that it openly talks about the Korban Asham. And so when it comes to the Asham, says the Gemara, Minolan Devoy Tzafon, Dichtiv, this is now the opening to the Parshas Asham in Tzav. We're over there, we have Zotorata Asham, the same way we had Zotorata Chatat and Zotorata Olah. And the opening rule of the Din of the Asham is Bimkoma Sheyishchatu Et HaOlah Yishchatu Et HaAsham. So that's pretty good. So it's saying Beferush that we want to compare the din of the Asham to the din of the Eila. Okay, that's very nice so far in terms of Shkita. But remember that we learn later on, even though we left it out of the Klal for one particular reason, which was the Asham Mitzera that also has the Kabbalah Yedei Dekayani, but we learn out of the Klal that there's a din, from the Prat of each one, and we'll see later on, that there's a din of Kabbalah as well. So Kibol Domam is Bikli Sharep, it's a phone, that's the formula for every single one of the Kodshei Kodashim, including Asham. How do we know that part? Kabbalah Minolan. Answers the Gemara, well, Kabbalah also makes sense, because in that same Pasek, it goes on to say, Ve'et Domo Yizrok Alam Izbeach Saviv. Now, Ve'et means that I'm including the aforementioned halacha of Bimkom Asher Yishchatu to Ve'et Domo Yizrok, which of course makes no sense at all, because the dam has to be Zorok on the Mizbeach. I mean, you can't possibly be coming to tell me in the same place I do the Shchita, I should do the dam, meaning the Zrika Sadam, unless it's a reference to the Aveda Sadam leading up to Zrika, namely the Kabbalah. So that would mean that you need to have the Kabbalah as well. So if that's the case, the Ve'etamo Dizro is a reference to Kibul Domo is Nami Bitsof. And how do I know that not only the act of the Kibul Hadam, but the Kohen himself, the Mekabel Atzmo, Minalan? Ah, that's because instead of saying Damo, it also says Ve'et Damo. And Et is always Marbe, that which is secondary to. In other words, the hand that's attached to the Dam that's going to be doing this act of Kabbalah, meaning the Kohen. Okay, so this is one time.
So what was the first thing? The act.
Damo.
From which word? Damo.
Mm-hmm. Now, that is as far as the L'mitzvah, as we've asked in every single one of the cases so far. You tell it to me once, and I read it as a preference. But I don't read it as an ikuva. La'akev min alan. How do we know? Where do we see that it's repeated to tell me that if you don't do it this way, then you're not going to be yotzei? Ah, that actually is from another pasuk, a bit far away, in the middle of this dinim of the mitzorah. So what's the halacha of the mitzorah? He has to bring, we've already talked a lot about that mitzorah, because it was the one anomaly in the story of Kabbalah Sadah. It's a very strange situation. We needed two kohanim to be mekabel adam, one biyad, and that one is the one that sprinkles the dam on the actual person of the mitzorah. The other one with a kli, and that kohen goes to the mizbeach like everybody else. And there, of all places, in that anomalous carbon, that's where it repeats the din. And it says over there, v'shachat et hakeves, and listen very carefully because there's something different about the reference there. V'shachat et hakeves bimkom asher yishchat et hachatat ve'et ha'olah. And that's very interesting, because before, in the general rule of Zot Torah Asham, it said, Bimkom Asher Yishchatu Et HaOlah, which makes sense. I mean, the Olah is the Mekor, right? So b'mkom asher yishchatu et ha'olah, yishchatu et ha'asham. For some reason here it says b'mkom asher yishchatu et ha'chatat v'et ha'olah, which is really ridiculous because, I mean, if you're talking about the Eila, why bother bringing in the chatas? Okay, we're going to talk about that problem a bit later. Just bringing it to your attention now. But meanwhile, it does repeat the halacha. So what would be the point of the repetition? Unless it's an indication that the Torah actually wants us to see this as ikuva. In other words, it's an essential requirement of the shechita that it be bitzofen. Says the Gemara, now wait a minute. It is not a coincidence that this pasuk is repeated by that particular asham, which as you well know, is the anomalous part. Only carbon in history that requires these weird new kabbalah to sprinkle the dam on the coin. I mean, the whole thing is crazy. On the mitzvah, the whole thing is crazy. Whoever heard a dam being sprinkled on a person or in the air towards the kaddish? I mean, what is this? You think it's a coincidence that we repeat it there? Of course, it's not a coincidence. As a matter of fact, it happens to be that this pasuk is the model. You know that in the beginning of the sifra. So the Midot Shatorah Nidreshipem, that brighter, the Rabbi Yishmael, is given over in detail. Okay, we make a little list of it in the Siddur when we do the Karbonas, but in the Sifra we have every case given with a full set of examples. One of the Midot Shatorah Nidreshes, is that a davar shaya bichlal viyatsa min haklal lidon bedavar chadash I ata yechol achzira leklalo ad sheyachzira katuv b'mefura, which means something that was part of a general thing, such as there's a general zotar ata hasham. We just talked about it. It's yotze min haklal lidon bedavar chadash, such as an asham etzera, which is now different than any other asham. Whoever heard of such a thing? It's like all the ashamas you're trying to tell me. Did you find another asham that you take the blood and put it on a person? So now how do you know, once it's clearly not the same as the other Ashamot, how do you know that the other dinim of Zotarat Asham would apply to it? You don't. As a matter of fact, maybe you don't even have to put the dam on the Mizbeach at all. Maybe all you have to do is take the dam and put it on the person. Maybe you don't even bring its Emurim to the Mizbeach. How do you know you're supposed to bring the Emurim to the Mizbeach? Because it's part of Zotarat Asham. It's a weird thing. Maybe it's like a Paraduma. Paraduma, you just take the blood, the ashes, and you sprinkle it with water. You don't put anything on the Mizbeach. So how do you know that it's part of the Ashamot? Until the Torah goes out of its way to mention specifically, no, it's like all the Ashamot. Now you know. So how does it say that? It has to be kechatat v'cho'olam. Okay, and I guess it needs to be put on the Mizbeach. This is the primary model of that klal, okay? And you're telling me, oh, yeah, well, you know, it does repeat it. It does repeat it. It doesn't repeat it. It needs to tell me that din, the same way it needs to tell me that you need to put the dam on the Mizbeach, it needs to tell me that you need Shechita B'Tzafon, doesn't it? I mean, we don't know that it has any of the rules. So it means we're starting with the tabula rasa over here. How do I know what it is? So you bring a pasuk that says it requires Shechita B'Tzafon like the Yoila and like the Chatas. Thank you. Now I know. Now you're telling me it repeats it. Where did it repeat it? It says it by all of the Ashamot, and it says it by the anomaly of the Ashamot. No? I'm still asking you, where do you see a repetition of the din of Shechita B'Tzafon by Ashamot in general? Okay, now let's see that inside. Ask the Gemara of Halach Yudiyata. You're telling me that the repetition of the Kechatat b'mekom asher yishchatu et ha'chatat v'et ha'olah is coming to tell me that there's a repetition of the din of Shechita B'Tzafon. No. This actually, Hami Boile, we need this for exactly the same reason that we need the rest of this pasuk. Sorry, which is Makita Tanya. To illustrate the next rule, says the Braita, which was a davar shaya bichlal, v'yatza lidon b'davar hachadash, i'ata rashay l'achzira l'klalo, ad sheyachzirin ha'katuv l'klalo b'feirosh. So there it says, ketzad. Give me an example of that. Well, okay. It says, v'shachat et ha'keves b'mkom asher yishchat et ha'chatat v'et ha'olah b'mkom ha'kodesh, ki kechatat ha'ashamu. Well, what do you mean, ki kechatat ha'ashamu? What's that supposed to mean? Ki kechatat ha'ashamu la'kohen. What do I, what does it tell me? I have all of the dinim of Hashem that are said by Hashem. What do I learn out from the Chatat to the Hashem? I'll tell you why. It's exactly this rule. Since now the Hashem Mitzora has violated all the rules of Hashemot. By demanding that we take its dam and we put it bebo'en yad, bebo'en regel, bo'ozen yamanit. So how do we know that it's a standard asham now? Yochol lo yeh matan damim ve'imurim le'gavim mizbeach at all. Who says you have to put on the dam of the mizbeach? Who says you're supposed to bring a Tzemurim on the Mizbeach? Until the Torah goes out of its way to tell me, Talmud Omar, Kechatat HaShat, that just like the Chatat requires Matan Damim Veimurim Legabi Mizbeach, Af Hashem Mitzorat Un Matan Damim Veimurim Legabi Mizbeach, okay? If I needed to tell me that, Legabi the Dinim La Kohen, which obviously that's talking about already the Aveda, which is the Dam, which is the Emurim, how do I know about the Makam Shechita? Oh, that's the first part of the pasuk, you see. Before it says Kechatata Hashamu La Kohen, it also said Bimkom Asher Yishchatata Chatat Ve'ata Ola. So this pasuk basically is making a full comparison of the dinim of Asham Mitzera to the dinim of the standard korbanos. So the latter part of the pasuk that is referring to Kechatata Hasham La Kohen is comparing it Lagabi the dinim of the Aveda Sakrim, the Dam, and the Emuri. The first part that makes the comparison of Bimkom Asher Yishchat Et HaChatat Ve'et HaOlah is making the comparison Lagabi the dinim of Tzofeh. Obviously, I need to know that because otherwise it was the Dovah and HaKlal, it was Yatz, and I wouldn't know any of the dinim. So you're claiming that it's a doubling. It's not a doubling. It's simply a repeating the standard dinim, but needs to be repeated for this special case of Asher Mitzer. So I don't understand. You still cannot prove to me that it is repetitious.
The second part of the pasuk connected.
It says La Kohen, the Farish. Over there. The first part, Shechita, why would it be like Kohen? It's included to the finish. So the same way I need the part like Kohen, I need the part to tell me Shechita B'tzafa. Says the Gemara, no, that it's still, we were right. Because, look, if you're telling me that this is not repetitious, then there would be a great solution. Tell me that the Asher Mitzera requires Shechita B'tzafa. And then I will say that it is coming to be melamed that all Ashamot need B'tzafa. Why does it have to mention Tzofeh by all Hashemot in Zot Torah HaHasham? Bimkom Asher Yishchat HaChatat Ve'et HaOlah. Therefore, I'm sorry, Bimkom Asher Yishchat HaOlah Yishchat HaHasham. For the first pasuk in Tzad, not Mitzera. So, in Kein Nichtov Bahai Velo Nichtov Bahai. So, couldn't you say it only by Asher Mitzera and have it learned back? Now, wait a minute. I thought the Mitzera is unique because it was Yotzei Min HaKlal. So that I need to redefine its dinim. Yes, true. But I'm not telling you to learn the dinim from the klal onto it. I'm telling you to learn its dinim onto the klal. There's no reason to assume that the dinim of Shechita B'Tzofein would be something that was uniquely related to the Asher Mitzera. There certainly is very good reason to recognize that the dinim of Tenu Chozen and so on and so forth is a din dafke mitzera, correct? I mean, as it says each time, put it on the Chozen of the one who had the nega. So I can certainly distinguish in my mind very clearly from those things that are said as dinim that are fairly typical dinim that I found elsewhere. I mean, I found them by the Chatas, I found them by the Eila. If I find them by the Asher Mitzera, why wouldn't I recognize that those are standard dinim of Hashamas? Therefore, for all intents and purposes, I have a doubling of that halacha. The initial part of that halacha is the Asher Mitzera, which can then be learned out to the klal of Hashamayim. And now the fact that when it said in Zot Torah Hasham, it also repeats it, that it should be B'mkom HaOlah, that's double. So we do have two mentions. Says the Gemara, now wait a minute, that Yesod is a big machlokas. Whether the din of a Dovra Yotze Min HaKlal is a complete disconnect in both directions, or whether it's only a disconnect in the direction of the klal for the prat. You see, so that your raya only works out according to the Man Yomar that it's not a complete disconnect. That Adavra Alamin Medaklav Yotzulina Medavra Chodesh Yata Yachol Achzir LeKlolo is only Lachzir LeKlolo, but you could certainly be Loimid Klolo Mimeno. That's what you're saying. Let's learn the klal from the Asher Mitzera, but not everybody agrees to that. So Heinich, it would work out okay. Isvirlan, if you're of the opinion that a Yatzalidon Bedavar HaChadash is only one directional. So that's Iyuhu Delogama Miklala. It can't be learnt out of its klal, but its klal can be learned from it. Of a klalogama mine. Okay. Then I would know, Shapir, I would now know you're right, that there's a doubling up of the dinim of Tzofein, and I could learn out Ikuva. But what do you do if you don't hold of that? How about if you hold that it's bidirectional, and that now there's no way to learn it from Zotarat Hasham, but neither is there any way to learn Zotarat Hasham from the Asher Mitzera? How about then? So now you have two unique mentions, each one singular mentions. They can't be doubled up. The Talmid didn't have ikuva. So now we're stuck again. We don't know. We only know la mitzvah. We know la mitzvah by all hashamot, and we know la mitzvah by hashamotzera. Fine. But I'm still asking you, where do you know ikuva? So how would you learn it? I look goofy. It's just according to this. I need the repetition for the din of Hashem Etzera, and I need the Zotarat Hashem for the other Hashemites. No, but you're not paying attention. If I had a pasuk Yikachatata Hashem, then I'm already being told by the end of this pasuk that I've put the Hashem back into the rules. I don't need to put it back into the rules for every single rule. Once I'm, in other words, you were the one who came up with this weird idea. Of, well, look, Lamaisis, since it's different, maybe it's totally different, right? That's what you said. If I got to put the nose on its toe, then obviously it's different. So how do I know it's a regular carbon? From saying, kichatat Hashem, okay? Now you know it's a regular carbon? Thank you. So now why does it repeat the din of Safa? I'm still asking you. You don't need to put it back into its claw for every single detail separately. You just need to know that Kiva de Ahadre, once the Torah restores the standard dinim, to the particular case that was Yotzim in our klal, I now have a right to consider it a normal Hashem. Okay, so now it's a normal Hashem again. If it's a normal Hashem again, why are we repeating all these halachas? Therefore, it must be to tell me that there is now a halacha doubling up the din of Shemitah's Tzaf, and it must be Li'ikuva, because otherwise I wouldn't have needed to know that there was once again a din of Tzaf, and why wouldn't there be? It already said Kichatat Hashem, that's enough. You say, but that's only the Kohen. Fine, but I don't need to know each detail. What are you going to tell me every single thing again? Saying, okay, maybe you need shechita, but maybe you don't need shechita with a knife. That's ridiculous. Once it was ba'asur l'klalai, then all of the typical halachas apply to it. This is a normative carbon. It just has this weird thing about it. Okay, so like we said before, you have no choice but to conclude. There's another Kohen on the side who's the joker. But meanwhile, there's the regular things that are being done by any carbon. No, not if it's beferish yotzim in a klal. Of course not. That's always the din of dover yotzim in a klal. Zotarat Hashem is a great klal, but this is one of the bidah shatir nedrashes by him. That klolim do not apply to clear anomalies. That's the point. And this is as clear as anomaly as you'll ever find. You have to bring it back in to let you know that no, it's still a carbon. It's not something new completely. It's not a paraduma. It's an asha. Says the Gemara, but it isn't it possible to say that the very fact that the Torah stressed la kohen, but isn't there meaning of that? That the Torah seems to be saying, I want you to know that we're only considering this to be a typical korban as far as the kohen is concerned. But things that are not nogeya the kohen, shotzer shechita, this is not a normal carbon. I mean, so why wouldn't I need to know that it's even true for that, then find another explanation for the Lakohen? There's got to be a meaning to it. You wait until you get to the part later, Lakohen, and then you compare it to Kikachatat Hashem. So I still think that that's a reasonable thing, as Marzutra Breder of Mari Est Ravina. Why wouldn't you say in this case that Ema Ki Ahadre Kro, Legabe Matan Domim Veimurim Deboi Kahuna, since it stresses Lakohen? So it's only talking about those things that need a Kohen, okay? You need a Kohen to put the Dam on the Mizbeach, fine. You need a Kohen to put the Emurim on the Mizbeach. Shechita doesn't need a Kohen. So maybe the din that it's a regular carbon only kicks in when the Kohen appears. That's what I would have thought. That's why I need Bimkom Asher Shachat HaTachatat VeTaola in order to tell me that there's still a din at Safa. And then we're left again that I wouldn't need Safa. So Baga Shita Lobaikur and Lobait Safin, and therefore I'm repeating an initial halacha, not a repetitive halacha to tell me ikuva. Oh no. Because all I would need to say is Ki kichatatu la kohen, right? This carbon is the same as a chatas. Do to it what you would do to a chat. So then you'd be telling me a specific set of halachas that apply to this carbon. But if you tell me ki kichatat ha'asham, what do we mean, ha'asham? Of course it's ha'asham. We've been talking about it as an ha'asham for the past 10 minutes. Why all of a sudden do I know ki kechatat ha'asham la'kohen? Unless it's meant to be discussing it as a rule. This is an ha'asham, baby. It's not a thing that you do a chatat to. It's a regular ha'asham. That's the point. So I couldn't possibly have thought that it was limited dafka to the dam and so on. My kechatat ha'asham. I love it. The sensitivity. The poetry. This is Kishar Ak Ashamot Yeh. So that settles it. We definitely have a repetition of the din of Tzofein, one in Zot Torat HaAsham, and one in Asha Mitzera. But once again, what is really weird is that in the Parsha Tzav of Zotorat Asham, it says the strangest thing. Here by the Asha Mitzera, it says the typical formula, Bimkom Asher, in the opening din, it says the typical formula. Bimkom Asher Yishchatu Et HaOlah, Yishchatu Et HaOlah. Right? That's great. That same thing it said by Chatas. That's the formula. Oila is the Mekor. Now you should know, Oshem is like an Oila. That's what we said before. Oila is a Mekor. You should know, Chatas is like an Oila. Okay, that's great. But when I got to the Asher Metzera, it didn't say that. It said, for some reason, both. Bimkom Asher Yishchatet HaChatat Ve'et HaOlah. Now that's crazy. I mean, if you're going to compare it to something, compare it to the Makar. If you want to compare it not to the Makar, fine. So compare it to not the Makar. But what would you compare it to both for? There's nothing that's added if the Chatas itself is derived from the Oila. Why in the world would you mention, check this where you did the Chatas. Oh yeah, and the Oila. So either you're interested in comparing it to the Makar, or you feel it's not necessary to compare it to the Makar. But you certainly shouldn't compare it to both, right?
And
have the Makar in the secondary position. It's crazy. There's got to be a good reason for this. So lomali lakshuya lechatat, lomali lakshuya lola. Esmer, I don't understand. Why are we going through this twice? Being makish to a chatas, and then we're going ahead and being makish to another. Omer avina itzri. We do need it because let's say it would have been makish to the chatat, okay, and not to the oila. You would have concluded something that's very not true. You would have said, oh, wait a minute. The chatas itself was only learned from the oila, right? So the chatat mihechan lamda miola. Ah, then this teaches that adover halamid behekesh can be chozer malami behekesh. I can derive chatas from oila and asham from chatas and say A equals B, B equals C, which means that C equals A. But that's not true. Therefore, the Torah had to say, oops, sorry, I mean the oila. I understand, so then why mention? You don't have to make a mistake, do you? Amarle Marzutra, Breda Rabari Lervina, then just be makashit to the oila. Can't we just skip the chatas? Venikshe la oila velo nikshe la chatas. No, says Ravina, that's the point. The point is that this is the makar for that halacha. Therefore, the Torah says, okay, so this is the same as the chatas. Whoops, sorry, I mean the oila. So we think to ourselves, what does that mean? You mean the chatas wouldn't have been good enough? But why wouldn't the chatas have been good enough? Because the chatas itself was only learned from the oila. Therefore, it has to tell me, I mean the oila, in order to teach us that you can't learn from the chatas. That's the point. If I would have just been efficient about it, I would have said, do it like the oila. So I would have said, okay, obviously you're going to choose the oila as opposed to the chatas, because the oila is the makar. That doesn't mean that if it would have said chatas, it wouldn't have been enough. It would have been enough. So I say both to teach you that it's not enough. Don't think this chatas thing is enough. I got to tell you more. Ve'et ha'olah, to teach me this yisod. That is a general rule. Adover ha'olamad be'akesh. Eino chuzer ha'olamad be'akesh. Ha! Brilliant. So, says Ravina to him, because if you had done that, then hava mina adover ha'olamad be'akesh could be chuzer ha'olamad be'akesh. And then if you'd say to me so then why wasn't it makesh to the chatas? Don't be silly. Of course it wouldn't be makish to a chatas. Nechli, the makish to a leikir, v'lo makish to a tofo. I certainly want to give it a hekish to its primary source. Primary source is an oila. What, am I going to be like one of these university papers in which the notes refer to the notes and the other guy wrote the notes? I mean, it's just to sound academic. I mean, obviously, let me go to the makar. So I'll tell you it should be the same thing as the oila. Therefore, comes along the Torah to do something which looks on the surface to be absurd, to be makashit both to chatas, then to turn around to be makashit again to Eila, to teach me this halacha lemeimar, that adover halameid be'akesh, she'eino chozer malam be'akesh, and this is the root of that lima that we've been assuming now all along throughout the Masechta. Nice, huh?
Cool.
Okay, so Rava says, no, I have another mikor to that, not this. Mihacha. And we've already done all the groundwork to understand Rava's proof. You remember back in the old days when we were talking about how do we know the din of the Si'irei Avodat Kochavim, that there's a halacha of being makriv, tishtei akloyot, and the otarot hakaved, and we learned out from kasher asal lepar hachatat, ken yaseh lepar, that par, the chatat of that par was a reference to Zeh, Si'irei Avodat Kochavim, and therefore it teaches me that whatever needs to be done to par halam davar shal tzibor needs to be done to the Si'irei Avodat Kochavim. Remember all of that? Of course you do. Yeah, back in the old days, last week, you know.
Yeah.
So, So, since you remember all of that, I want to fill in the missing pieces, okay? Because you recall that it never does say the din of Yoter Takaveh and Shtei Akleiot by the Paralel and Dovash HaTzibur that you're trying to teach the Sirei Avodas Kechavim too. Kasher Asal Apar. Now, it's true that the Tanavar Dvarabishol addressed that issue by saying that the repetitive Lapar was a mention, a self-reference mention to itself, so that it wouldn't be a Dovar Alamid Bahar, Kishkozim Alamid Bahar. That was his approach. Rava says, forget about that. That's really weird. But I'll tell you that I've got a beautiful Ryan. Look, take a look back in the Makar of the Din of the Par of the Kohen Mashiach, the first Kata. Okay. All of the dinner were set by the Par Kohen Mashiach, including the Oteret HaKaved and the Klayot, the whole thing. For some reason, nonetheless, the Torah says over there, Kasher Yuram Mishor Zevach HaShlamim, take out whatever you took out from the Shor Zevach HaShlamim. What in the world? What do I need Shor Zevach HaShlamim? I don't learn anything from the Shor Zevach HaShlamim. All of the dinim are self-contained right here in the Parsha of the Par Kohen Mashiach. So asks Rava, look, Lamai Hilchot, tell me what I'm supposed to learn out of the words, Kasher Yuram Mishor Zevach HaShlamim. If it's to tell me that don't forget to take off the Yoteret HaKaved v'Shtei HaKleiot, it says that beferish, begufektiv, it says that beferish about the Par Kohen Mashiach. So why repeat it? I'll tell you why. Because since in the next parsha, which is the Par Helam Dover Shal Tzibur, which itself is compared to the Par Kohen Mashiach, Kasher Asal HaPar, Ken Yasal HaPar, right? And we want to learn out from the word Par HaChatat, Se'irei Avodas Kechavim, and now I need to learn out Mishum Deboi Egmuri Yoteret HaKaved U'Shtei HaKleiot. I need to learn out this din of the Yoteret HaKaved and the Shtei HaKleiot from the Par Helam Shal Dover Shal Tzibur to the Se'irei Avodas Kechavim. But the problem is that it never said in Par Halam Shal Dover Shal Tzibur, it never said the words Yoter Takaved Shtei HaKleiot. The whole marker of the Yoter Takaved Shtei HaKleiot in Par Halam Shal Dover Shal Tzibur is only from the Par Kohen Mashiach. So how can I learn out from Par Kohen Mashiach A to Par Halam Shal Dover B to Sirei Avodas Kechavim C? To address that problem, we stick in an additional mention of Kasher Yuram Mishor Zevach HaShlamim, to double the mention of the same idea, namely the Klayot Yoteret HaKaved, and to teach me, you should know, it's as if this extra mention is as if it was written in the story of the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur. Now, of course, that is absurdly roundabout. If you want to tell me the din in the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur, you don't need to repeat the din in the Par Kohen Mashiach. If you want to tell me that, but I need you to know, because if you wouldn't know, you wouldn't be able to learn out the extra Sirei Avodat Kochavim. So I need you to know this. And therefore it's to teach you that otherwise you wouldn't be able to learn it out because it would be a Dover Alamed Be'ekesh Alamed Minayekesh. So then all you needed to do was say Kasher Yoram Mishor Zevach HaShlamim in the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur. And then I would say, gee, why did you need to tell me that? Since you already told me that I'm supposed to do the Asala Par, Kasher Asala Par, and I would say to myself, why did we mention the Shor Zevach HaShlamim? Must be because it wouldn't have been good enough to learn it out from Chatas to Par, and from Par back to the previous Par of the Hoiras Melakadikon Mashiach. So why, you're still not helping me to understand, why it mentions the Shor Zevach HaShlamim in the craziest place to double the mention of the Par of the Kohen Mashiach as if it's written in the Par Halam Dover Shel Tzibur. That is weird, you see. But I'm telling you the whole sugya so that you shouldn't get stuck on the way. But it isn't weird. Because let's say that it would have actually said, Kasher Yuram Mishor Zevach HaShlamim, in the Parsha of Par Halam Dover Shel Tzibur, which would have adequately addressed the problem of Lomad Min HaLomad, would you have said to yourself, gee, why did it mention the Shor Zevach HaShlamim if anyway it compares the din of the everything about the Par Halam Dover Shel Tzibur to the Par Kohen Mashiach? Gosh, must be because it would have been a Lomad Min HaLomad. Is that what you would have concluded? Or would have you concluded, it's true I could have learned this out from a Hekesh, but there's many times that the Torah could have given us a Hekesh and instead tells me the din. Maybe the Torah is just telling me the din about the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur. The fact that I avoid relying on a Hekesh in a source doesn't necessarily mean a Hekesh wouldn't have been good enough for another source. It just shows that I prefer telling you halacha than simply referring to a known halacha. Memela, the only way, this is so beautiful, the only way I can make absolutely certain, says Rava, that you think to yourself, This is crazy. You already told me the dinim with the hekesh, namely that the paralim dover shel tzibur is the same as the parkai mashiach. And you already told me that the seiri avodas kechavim are like the paralim dover. And instead of telling me directly the dinim of the paralim dover, you go and you repeat the din by the par of the goy mashiach to let me know that, and now you really know that it's true about the paralim dover. I knew it was true without repeating the shor zevach hashlamim. So what do I think to myself? I said, what do you mean, now I really know? Ah, because there's a technicality. If I wouldn't have repeated it, then it would have been stuck with only the same hekesh that was there the whole time. And what would be wrong with that? It must be that a hekesh can't teach from a hekesh. Therefore, I repeated that dafka there. But if I had repeated it in the din of paralim dover shel tzibur, it wouldn't have sensitized me to the problem at all. So it's doing, in Rava's version, it's doing the same stupid thing in order to attract attention, as it did in Ravina's version, the stupid repetition of Chatas and Oila, in order to attract attention to the fact that the Chatas wasn't good enough. Over here, by repeating Shor Zevach HaShlamim, it's attracting attention to the fact that the Hekesh, as it originally stood, wasn't good enough. So even though all I'm doing now is saying, yeah, and I'll tell you again, you think, what are you telling me again? This is very similar to Ravina's Lima.
Perhaps you can kind of hear it in a deeper way. Perhaps here it's making a normal, stronger than normal hekesh. Can you say this? That's your thing? Normal anger.
That's basically what it's saying. That it's ki'ilu kasa b'gufe.
Yeah. Normally it's not normal hekesh. Right. It's an abnormal, physically strong hekesh.
So therefore, and now we're going to have to see that all inside, and of course it takes a few steps till we get to that, but now that we see the whole thing globally, we'll be able to follow it easily. So Rava says, since it says kasher yuram mishar zevach hashlami, and you have to ask yourself, what the heck is that supposed to mean? I mean, Ili Yoter Takavir Shnei HaKlayot, it already says that, begufiktiv. But the point is that Mishum Deboy Agmur Yoter Takavir Shnei HaKlayot out of the Parlam Dover Shal Tzibur to the Sirei Avodas Kochavim, and it never even said begufe of the Parlam Dover Shal Tzibur loktiv the din of Yoter Takavir Shnei HaKlayot. The only makor for it was the Parkoin Mashiach with the Gomar. That's why I need to repeat by the Parkoin Mashiach Kasher Yuram Mishor Zevach HaShlamim, that it should be a double-powered limud, as if Keman Dehavi Nichta Begufe. It should be as if it actually appears directly, not just with a weak Hekesh, because otherwise it would have been a Dover Alamed Hekesh, Chozom Alamed Hekesh. Since the Torah needs to do it, clearly I can learn from here that a Dover Alamed Hekesh is not Chozom Alamed Hekesh. Omelay Rav Papa Rava, why wouldn't it have been enough then to write with a doubling in the Parhalim Dover Shel Tzibur directly? What a crazy way to go. To double the Hekesh back in the Makar of the Parkoi Mashiach, what's not even needed? I mean, at least if you read it this way, it reads nicely. Here you tell me, Yoter HaTakaveh Dushteh HaKloyot. Okay, then you come along to the next one, and you say, Kasher Yuram Mishor Zevach HaShlamim. That is what you should do to the Parhalim Dover. And then you could still think to yourself, gee, why did he have to say that if anyway it has the same dinim as the Parkoi Mashiach? He would have come up with the same conclusion instead of this rigmarole. I mean, this is going around the back door. Why do it this way? There must be some other reason. So the lichtavei begufe. Why not just write it right there in the par halam dover shel tzibur, and then you won't need to do it through big makish with a stronger hekesh too. The par koin mashiach velo nakish, because he katev begufe velo akish. I would have thought to myself, so maybe a davar alami behekesh can be chozer alami behekesh. And you'll say, what do you mean? So then, wouldn't it have been enough not to mention it at all, since I already know the din from that first hekesh to the par koin mashiach, the chitema? If you would have asked to me, so then you could have just left it by being makish akushe. I would have answered you, no, that proves something. The Torah often will write something beferish in the din that it's talking about. You can't question a pasuk and say, why don't you just write a hekesh? Look, I'm the author. This is the way I want to do it, okay? I mean, you can't ask that kind of question. I want to tell you a direct halacha instead of teaching it from a hekesh. So I tell you the direct halacha of Yoter HaTakaveh Dushteh HaKloyot in the din of Parlam Dover Shel Tzibur. You got a problem with that? I'll beat you out back. So therefore, it certainly doesn't teach me anything about the fact that I wouldn't be able to learn out alamad min alamad. That's what I'm saying, says Rava. Therefore, since it does it in this mad way, lahachi katve, it writes it in the wrong place, and then it makes the hekesh from Parham Dover to Parko and Mashiach to teach me that there's no way to avoid the conclusion that a Dover alamad behekesh is not chazam alamad behekesh. QED. Now, Can a davar halamed behekesh be chayzer umalamed with exerah shava? Now that we don't know. And we can't jump to any conclusions about these limudim. So, okay, we've established that a davar halamed behekesh is not chayzer umalamed behekesh, either from Rava or from Ravina's limud. Okay. We're getting back to it. So either from Rav or Ravina, we know this. How about a Dover Alamid Be'akesh? Can it be Chazer Malamid Be'gzera Shava? Now, the truth is we did discuss that earlier, and in the end, we'll get back to where we discussed it. But first, Rabbi Natan ben Avtulmas is going to serve us as a raya, the Gemara thinks, that there's no problem in a Dover Alamid Be'akesh being Chazer Malamid Be'gzera Shava. You'll notice that now, the Gemara has not distinguished between the dinim of Kachin and normal dinim. And therefore, we're going to make the mistake of trying to bring a raya of something that is not uniquely related to kachin. Then we're going to go back and say, well, that doesn't prove anything. Obviously, by normal limudim, we don't have a problem of A equals B equals C. It's only a halach in kachin. But first, we thought we could bring a raya from anywhere. So we look around the Torah, and we find a fascinating halacha. And that halacha is like this. There's a din, very strange halacha, that kulo afak lavan tahor. But even though normally a nega is mitami, and this is true whether it's a nega on the body, which is one set of negayim, a nega on the head, which is a different set of negayim, but different dinim, or a nega on clothing, which is yet a different set of dinim. And nonetheless, the halacha on all of them is that if the nega ends up covering over the entire surface of whatever it is that we're talking about, the body, the head, the piece of clothing, that suddenly it's not a problem anymore. It becomes tar. As long as it's covering the entire surface. Which is the clearest indication that this has nothing to do with normal medical pathology, obviously. Okay, now, what's interesting is that the dinim of this halacha, which is called pricha, it's parach bekulay, this din is only actually found in the pasuk when it comes to nigei haguf. And yet, it applies to all categories. Now, the way that we know that it applies to the head is because the word that the Torah uses to indicate covering the entire body is from head to toe, actually from head to foot, right? Since it compares head to toe, so to speak, it's telling us that the din of the head is the same as the din of the rest of the body, which means that the din of pricha applies to heads. Okay, that's a hekesh. Now, there's a weird, very weird use of language, one of the most, if not the weirdest use, in Kolat Arakula, of a Gezeirah Shava that would not have any other meaning except for the way that it's being used in this key sense of supplying us an indication of an interrelationship between two ostensibly unrelated issues. And that is, a head is referred to, in the Nigei Arosh, as Karachat or Gabachat. Now, karachat or gabachat are common words that have to do with balding on humans. So, the karachat is in the direction of the back, the gabachat in the other direction, the hair falls out in different ways. And typical balding, okay, for some reason, the Torah uses the same lashon by begadim. It says, if there is a nega bekarachto begabachtana, begadim don't go bald. And they certainly don't go bald in one direction, the other direction. Well, what is the meaning of bekarachto begabachto? So, okay, in order to give it some kind of simple meaning, Rashi understands it to mean that the begadim have a nap. And that nap is gradually worn down as they get older. And therefore, we can refer to the karachto as where the nap's already been taken off. The nap is the extensions of the material. Nap is the way that the material is not flat, but rather it has the woolly extensions going out, like a towel. When a towel's been worn down, it no longer has the little pieces that are absorptive, so it doesn't absorb it, because the nap has been crushed down, right? So if it's... Once this beautiful, nice... what is it called? Flannel.
Once called a flannel.
Now it's sort of, its nap is that once the nap of the flannel disappears, it's no longer a flannel. That's the point of a flannel, is that it's got a good nap, right? Okay. So Rashi said, okay, maybe that's what it means. There is karaka, in the same sense a human loses his hair, he loses his nap. So the material can lose its nap, but it's losing its hair. But it's obvious it's not a word that we would generally apply to material. So it becomes Gzeirah Shava, which the Torah is comparing the dinim of Nigei Arosh, where karato gabato makes sense, to begadim, where sort of makes sense. But it's Gzeirah Shava, a very striking Gzeirah Shava. It turns out that the way that I know the halacha, that there's a din of pricha bekulay, that it's all becomes tar by begadim, is by the comparison of karakto v'gabakto by beged to karakto v'gabakto to rosh, which itself is learned from a hekesh of rosho ad raglo. So you see that I can use Gzeres Shava to learn from a Hekesh. Let me say Hekesh is Chesh Malam, Gzeres Shava. Which part? How many times can I say the same thing? Surely you're not napping, huh? We've learned out Karachto v'Gavachto of Beged from Karachto v'Gavachto from Rosh, which is Gzeres Shava, which in turn has been learned from head to toe. That a head is like a toe, which is like a Hekesh. So now we see that a Hekesh could be Chesh Malam, Gzeres Shava. Now let's just see that inside because it's so easy.
The discipline of Kulei Hafak means the whole head turns white?
Yeah, that. Not, well, it doesn't mean white. By the body, it means white. By the head, it means whatever color we're talking about. By the beged, it means whatever color we're talking about. Just the din of pricha.
The whole head is changing?
The whole head, the whole beged, right. It doesn't mean his coat and his toe.
I'm saying his head and his body.
No. That's if the nega was a nega arosh. Okay, so now let's see what it teaches us, says the Gemara. So Rav Natan Baal Vatumas Omer, how do we know that the spread of a nega across an entire beged? How do we know that it would be tahor? Because it says karachat v'gabachat by bigadim, and it says karachat v'gabachat by the head of a human. So that's sort of weird. Mal halan parach b'kulo tahor, just like by a human in his head, if it covers the whole head, it's tahor. So afkan parach b'kulo tahor. Now, how do we know that a head is enough if it was porach in an entire head? Because it says mirosho, not exereshava hekesh, mirosho v'ad raglav. So that means the rosh is now mukash to the regal, just like the body, the regal kulo hafach lavan, which is the equivalent of porach b'kuloi when it comes to the color of a beged of a nega on a body is tahor. Afkan kulo hafach lavan, or whatever that color is on the beged of the head, it's parach b'kulai, is tahor, and the same thing is there for trivik arachto v'gavachto. Om Reb Yochanan, boy, are you guys off over here? Of course, b'chalatar kula lamedim lamad milamad. When there was never an issue, what does saras have to do with anything over here? The only question that had been raised in the first place was only kachim. It was by kachim that you're not done in a lamad min alamad. Now, if you want to talk about this question, let me tell you, you are totally wrong. In fact, the way to look at it is to look at the kachim and ask yourself why in the world it was necessary to learn out the din of tzofein that we just did by an osham. And this, of course, accounts for why this becomes now the makor of all of these discussions. We're talking about the osham. This is served as one of the primary makoros. The osham is kichatat, or bimakom hashin shachat et hachatat, or et haola. This became the din of ein lemedim hekesh min hekesh. Now, Taina's Rabbi Yochanan, it also teaches us from Asham, teaches us the din from the din of tzofein that we just discussed. Remarkably, teaches us the din about a hekesh and gzeres shava. Because ask yourself what the reason would be of learning out the din of tzofein as we did so painfully by an asham, where there was absolutely no need for it, because we could have learned it out from the word kodesh kodashim hi. It repeats that word kodesh kodashim by the asham. It says kodesh kodashim by the oilabe. Well, what's the by the chatas? I mean, we could have learned it out clearly. It says by chatas kodesh kodashim. It says by asham kodesh kodashim. That's a beautiful gzeres shava. And let us learn out the asham from the chatas. Well, whatever. But meanwhile, it repeats whatever then it repeats. What do I need to teach it once again now directly with the hekesh?
Is it a repetition of all of the details? Say, Kodesh Kodeshim?
It's a Gzeres Shava. Gzeres Shava. It's a Gzeres Shava Lamech. No. So, why did it need to say, Tete B'Gzeres Shava, the Kodesh Kodeshim, Micha Ta'ot? Is that not to teach me that the Dover Alamei Be'ekesh could not have been Kodesh Malamei Gzeres Shava? So, the same way we used, according to Ravina, the makor over here of the repetition of the din from chatas and oila to tzofein to teach me that the hekesh to chatas wasn't enough. I need the hekesh to an oila. The very fact that I need any hekesh and didn't learn it out directly from the gzeres shava of kodesh kodeshim is itself a raya. Well, the gzeres shava for sure is up the creek. You would never have been able to learn a hekesh to a gzeres shava. Therefore, I need to give you a hekesh. Okay, but you gave me a hekesh. Oh, but I can't give you a hekesh. Okay, but itself learned from another hekesh. Okay, so now I learned both. A hekesh can't learn to another thing through a hekesh, and a hekesh can't teach another thing through a gzeres shava, says Rabbi Yochanan. Both of these din, remarkably, are to be found in the din of the asham, dafka by the mitzera. Lav lameimer, is it not to teach me that adavar lamid behekesh, enof chazir malamid begzeres shava? So not only is your raya from Mitzera misplaced, because it's irrelevant, it's wrong. It would not be able, by Kachim, to be Kaiser Malamed. It's only by the Mitzera that it's not a problem. But maybe that's not because it's not Kaiser Malamed. Maybe it's because it's not a good limud, because I can tell you, how can you learn out from that is Ereshava? The din of the Chatas requiring Tzafain should be true of the Osham. Is it not easily shown that a chatas is more chomor? And we know that the din is that a gezera shava, if it only appears within the context of its own discussion and is not repeated to specifically be free of any other limud except the gezera shava, the din is that the gezera shava holds, but only on those things that you can't logically show should not be the same. And this is something that I'm showing you should not be the same, because the chatas is more chomer. Since it's bechaperet achayvei kritut, which the Osham doesn't do, perhaps that is why we're more machmer to require tzafon. Says Gemara, come on, you know how many times it says kadosh kadoshim? It repeats kadosh kadoshim. It's not that every one of those kadosh kadoshim is not necessary. Therefore, the point of the repetition is to tell you that this is a freed up gezera shava, a freed up gezera shava lemeidim velo makshina. You can't ask an gezera shava once the Torah has opened up the words to be used specifically for that purpose. So we would have been able to learn out except for one minor problem. You can't use a hekesh to teach with gezera shava. That's the point. Therefore, I needed to compare it directly to the oila with a hekesh. Osha minolan deboit zafa on dechtiv. Bimkom asher yishchatu et haola, yishchatu et ha'asham. Ashken shchita kabbalah minolan ve'et damo yizrok. Kibol domo means also b'tzofa. But how do we know about Kabbalah Tzma Minolan? Damo is the first limud. Ve'et damo is even the mekabel. Okay, it's all Ashkenal mitzvah, l'akim minolan. Well, krach minakativ by the Osham Mitzera. V'shachat et ha'keves. And over there, it compares it b'mkom ha'shir shachat et ha'chatat. V'te ha'tola b'mkom ha'kodesh. I thought we need that like in a Tanya. And it brings exactly this case as the model. This is the example of Ishiyatzah Shemitzorah, Lidon Bedavar Hadash, Beboin Yad, Beboin Regal, Beozin Yamanit. You might take it's Bechlal, not a normal korban, Loyeton Matandamim, Veimurim Legabim Isbeyam, Talmud Omar, Kechatata Shamu, Machatatuna Matandamim, Veimurim Legabim Isbeyam, Afa Shemitzorah, Ton Matandamim, Veimurim Legabim Isbeyam, and therefore this mention of Tzafain is a primary mention, not a double mention. Ah, but you see in Cain, Nichtov Dafka Bahai by the Osham Mitzorah, we'd learn out all of them from here, and don't write it in the Parsha of Tzav of Zotarat Hashem. Well, that's true, but only Hanicha Yisvielan Yatzali Don Bedavra Hadash, Iyuhu Delo Gamar Michlolo, but Klolo is okay to be Gamar Minei. Okay, you could say that. But how about Yisvielan Delohu Gamar Michlolo, but neither is Klolo Gamar Minei? Then we're back where we started from. Now I need to have primary mentions both by Zotarat Hashem and by Asher Mitzorah. So the goofy Yitzchak. Where's the doubling up? Nah, but Kiva da Hadre, Hadre. Omri Mazut, Brother Mori Luravina. Why not just say that since it stresses La Kohen, so Ki Hadre cuts only Lagabi Matan Damin Veimurim, where over there it's La Kohen. But Shchita, Dlo Baikuna, maybe Enochinami wouldn't need Safon, except for the fact that I repeat. That is to say, it's not a repeat. It's a primary. No, because in Kinimako ki kechatatu, my kechatata asham, to tell me this is a normative asham, shara shemodiya. Okay, now, what would be the point of comparing it both to a chatas and then to go back and compare it to an ola again? Lama lechir lechatat, lama lechir ola. Om Ravida, no, Yitzchak, was Iakshel Chatat, Velakshel Ola. So then I would have made the mistake of thinking, aha, Chatat Mechan Lamda, an Ola. It's a Dover Lame Behekesh, Kozum Lame Behekesh, can't do that. Om Ravida, my Zutta, Brady, Mori, Levina, I don't understand what you're saying. So then don't mention the Chatas. Nikshelo olav lo nikshel chatat. Says Ravina, what I'm saying is that this is the makar, because then hava mina dover olam be'ekesh could be chozer olam be'ekesh. And if you'll ask me, so how come he used the chatat? Why not use the chatas? Because I prefer using the arrow, of course. Therefore, I need to go out of my way to do something ridiculous to be makish lechatas and go back and be makish again loyla. Dafka to teach me that a dover blow me bekish and a chazam blow me bekish. Rav Amar miyachad. Tiv kasher yuram mishar zevach shlamim. Now lemay yochata to teach me that a parkoy mashiach requires your Torah to kavid v'shteyak layot. It says that, beguvikti. But rather, it says, to buy the gmuri yoter takavet v'shteyak layot, out of the parhalim dover shot sibur to teach me the din of siray avodat kochavim, and the din of yoter v'shteyak layot isn't even mentioned beguvi a parhalim dover shot sibur. It's only out of the parkoy mashiach that I learned it in the first place. To repeat it in order to make it the equivalent command the cut off the gufe, so that it not be a dover alam bebekish kozim alam bebekish. That still doesn't explain the whole problem to me. Because then why not just lichtave begufe instead of being makish it back to the paralam dover shalsim to the parkar mashiach velo nakish, because he cut up begufe velo akish. How would I have known the halacha? I would have said, really, a davar lamebekesh? Maybe could be kozim lamebekesh. So then, if you'll ask me, so then, why be makishit? Why not just be makishit? Why say over here specifically? No, you're going to ask me a question, why I write it that way. Nechali, the katfe begufe, b'da'akish le'akushe. Therefore, I have to do both. I have to achikatve v'akshe. Lameim r'davar lamebekesh, eno kozim lamebekesh. Okay, so now we've established the Dover Lame Bekesh, Enochazim Lame Bekesh. I've established that either from Rava's Limud, from the Seirim and the Paralim Dover, or from Ravina's Limud, from Gufa, from over here, the comparison of both to Chatas and to Eila. How about a Dover Lame Bekesh? Can it be Chazim Lame Gzereshav? Tashma. Rabbi Natan ben Avtumus Omer, Minayin lepricha bivagadim shitora. Because it says karachat begabachat bebgadim, v'nema karachat begabachat beadam. Ma'ala alan parach bekulot tahor, afkan parach bekulot tahor. Now, what's the makar by the Rosh Adam itself, where's the place where it says karachat begabachat? Only because in the dinim of nige haguf it said mirosho v'ad raglam, which means that now we're going to be makish the rosh and the specific set of nige rosh to this set of negoyim that would have applied to a regal or any place else on the body. So just like ma'al alakulafach lovan, which means parach bekulai, is tahor, afkan, the same equivalent alocha, kulafach lovan, parach bekulot tahor. Omer Rabbi Yochim, this is not the issue, my dear friend. Becholat harakula, lemeinim lamad milamad, but by kachim, you cannot be done alam on milamad. And I'll prove it that in this specific case, even Ekish, to teach with the Gzera Shava would not work. Because in Cain, lo yamer tzafona ba'asham. And when I need all this, you went through hell to figure out that you need tzafon ba'asham, likuva, learning it out from Zotarat Hashem, I don't think it's obvious. Learn it out from the Gzera Shava of the word Kodshe Kodashim that appear both by Asha and by Achatas. And now you know all of the dinim of the Achatas apply to the Asha. Of course, the problem is the Achatas itself is only known from the Eilam. That's exactly the point. Lav Lamimra, the Dover Halameid Be'akesh, Eino Chazirum, Halameid Be'Gzera Shava. There you go. Wait, but maybe that's only because it's not a good gzeir shava to teach this halacha. Bishum dikel mifrach malachatat shekein mechaperot achavei kritot. Yeah, but come on, kodesh kodashim yeterek divi. There's enough to cover the limudim from kodesh kodashim that create a mufna gzeir shava. Mufna gzeir shava is freed up from any other need except to teach gzeir shava. In that case, of course, you cannot ask any questions.
The following is the daf from the previous daf Yomi cycle.
Those are there. We got up to that Memphis on an Ovid, and we were in the middle of discussing the Raya that it must be that Ela is Ma'akev, Tzofin is Ma'akev, Chaya Ela. Why? Because if not, since we know that Chafetz is Ma'akev, and the only way that we know that Chafetz is Chaya B'Tzofin is from the fact that the Terek refers to Ela, from the Komash and Tishchatat Olah, Tishchatat Achatat, how is it possible that the derivation should be more Chomer than the source? To which the Gemara replied yesterday, why not? There's examples of the derivation being more common than the source. So one question we asked was, if you have Meiser, that Meiser Sheni that you were paid at, that Meiser Sheni, then you go ahead to Yerushalayim, bring the money up to Yerushalayim, and you buy some peros to eat. But if those peros become tamei, you cannot be paid at those peros, and instead they're left to rot. Mashen can, if you take the original peros of Meiser Sheni, you take them up to Yerushalayim, you can be Poter those Peres. How can it be that the Peres, the original Peres, you're allowed to be Peter, and the secondary Peres, you're not allowed to be Peter? You see that the secondary is more Chomer than the source. And says the Gemara, there is nothing to do with Chumrah, it's because those Peres simply are lower level Kedusha, since they're not, they're secondary, not primary Kedusha. And secondary Kedusha doesn't have the chaos to be toast face of pigeon, not because it's more Chomer, but because it's less Kodesh. Okay, that's where we were up. So today the Gemara wants to ask another example where we find that what appears to be that the Tafel is more common than the Ikar, the derivation being more common than the source. And this takes us down to the fifth line on the page, Vaharei Tzmura, right at the end of the line. Vaharei Tzmura, how about the example of Tzmura? If somebody takes an animal that has a mum on it and tries to make it kedesh for the mizbeach, although it becomes kedesh, it doesn't become kedesh kedushas hagur. The din is if that you're paid at that type of animal, it becomes completely chulon, even in terms of giza, the avodah. You're allowed, if it's a sheep, you're allowed to shear it and to use it. If it's something that's a workable animal, you can use it to draw your plow and so on. Whereas normally, if you take an animal that was kedesh kedushas hagur, and then it gets a mum, and you're paid it, you're still not allowed to use it for giza and avodah. You're allowed to use it for food, but that's all. So the din, however, is, surprisingly, that the secondary kedusha, which would be the tzmura, so you start off with an animal that's kedesh, and now you bring another animal that has a mum on it, and you say, this animal should be the tzmura of that animal. So the halacha is, v'yahu tzmurato yeh kedesh. Both of them are Kurdish, and in that case, the secondary Kedusha animal that had a mum on it is actually Kurdish Kedusha Zagur, but even when you would be paid at it, it still is never Yetzil Akulin because it's for the Yadei. So Gizavavod is always open. You see that the secondary Kedusha is more Chomer than the primary Kedusha. You catch him, Lochale Abamum Kavua, V'ilu Ihe Ma'ashen Ken Shim, in Itmura, are Kaila. And so the Gemara says, because it's more Chomer. That's because the Yikr is more Chomer. Look. Over there, the Tzmura is coming mikreach kodesh in kas. Tzmura is created out of something that's already kodesh. Therefore, you're using the kedusha in the first animal, which was not a balmum, to now be chal on the secondary animal. So memela, the secondary animal, carries a greater primary kedusha because you transfer it from the original animal. Mashenkin, the kutchim, you're trying to create out of nowhere. It's mikreach chulin kas. You're making it, you have an animal that's chulin, and now you're going to make this chulin into kashim. Obviously, it's harder to make chulin into kashim to take kashim that already exists to put it on another animal. So that's not because the tafel is more chomer. It's because the yikr is more chomer, basically. So that's not a good example. Okay, how about this example? All right, Pesach. How about a carbon Pesach? We know that then is a carbon Pesach. If I don't use it, I can't use it now for Pesach Sheni, it's after Zamanai. It basically is treated as a carbon shalomi. But the strange thing is that a carbon Pesach itself does not require smicha of the bialim, that you lean on the carbon, does not require nesachim to be brought with it, there's no minchas nesachim, no solas, and ayayin, and shemen, and there's no tnufa of chazer v'shok, which is one of the fundamental things of a shlomim. We don't take the chazer v'shok of the animal, wave it, and give it to the kohen. The ilumosar didei, masha'im kei, leftover monies of a carbon Pesach, does require tzmich nesav into the chaz of a shok. So you see that the tafel is more common than the yikr. Oh, says the Gemara, it's not because the tafel is more common than the yikr. It's because of Pesach, Peshari, Mot HaShlamimu.
That's because the Karban Pesach is given the added Kedusha of a Shlomim, if it's not for Pesach. So it is a Shlomim, it's not because the Tzapos Karban and the Yikar. Shlomim is what?
It isn't added Kedusha. Is that a Chumra that you
have? Those are the Chumras. No, because of the Shalom and the Shalom. You mean the limitations of when to eat it? You can only eat it when you do it, and so on. Yeah, so it's changed. It's all identity now. It's changed. I mean, but in that sense, it's yeah, and that is kedusha. So you can't say it's not tafel. It's a question of change. By then, it becomes a different curve. Vibhai said, you know, we can go back to the question. You don't like my answers. If you believe that shaloi eid tafel chavim and aikar is not a sufficient reason to say that Eila is ma'akev, I can show you in the pasuk that Eila is ma'akev. Because Omar Kro bimkeim ha'Eila. Why did it talk about the mokeim of the Eila? In other words, it's defining this as the absolute place of the Eila. Bimikomatehe. This is what I mean. You're talking about it's the place of the Eila. That it's calling it the place of the Eila means that it's that's a irrevocable element of an Eila. That this is its place. Okay, so now we've established that a korban chatas requires tzafan, v'shchita, v'kabol, and it's ma'ake, and that a korban oila requires tzafan, v'shchita, v'kabol, and it's ma'ake. How about a korban asham? Asham minolim, because after all, the Mishnah says any kotei kodashim, including an asham, requires tzafan. So asham minolim, the boy tzafan, you see, Bimkoma Shishkatu at Ola Yishkatu at Asha. It says the very same thing, same passage. Just like we have the Chatas, it says by Asha, where you shechta the Ayla, shechta the Asha. Okay? That's Shkita. How do I know? Kabbalah also required. Yeah, because it continues on to say, it says, the Esdamo Yisroch. So that the Esdamo Yisroch, that Vav, actually there's another Gears over here that makes it a little bit clearer that apparently it was originally the Gears of Rashi that Rabbi Nuperet brings. So the other Girsa had actually the words Vav Mosif Al Inyan Rishon. It was to tell me that Ve'ez Damo is a continuation of the Mokom of Shchita. So, and then we ask, okay, because it also speaks out in this Girsa. You'll notice it says over here Yizrok. So how do we know it's referring to Kabbalah? Because obviously it can't be referring to Zrika, because Zrika isn't done to cover. By definition, Zrika is done in the Mizbeah, where it needs to be done. This is what you have to say. It's done the Sofer. You have to put the blood on the Tzadarim also. So the Mela can't be a reference to Zrika. In this Girs, it actually speaks that out. But the point is clear, in any event. So it has to be referring, therefore, to Kibbol Daminami B'Tzof. How about the Mekabel Atzmo? How do we know that the Kohen has to be B'Tzof? Because we said that was a rule also, that the Kohen cannot be standing the Dorim and extend the Kli into Tzof. So the Kabbal Atzmo B'Dolan, because it says V'ez Damo, it could have said V'Damo. So Damo, V'ez Damo means that which is tough to the Dam, that's the one who's being metaphor in the Dam, and that's a reference to the Kohen. Okay, so we have a single reference over here, that's Ashkaram Mitzvah. So do we know now that they're the Hulk? What's going on over there? Terrified me walking in like this. Oh my God!
Unnoticeable.
It's like it's frightening. Anyway, so it only says one pasuk. That pasuk is a lechatchila. What do we see? That if I shech the yashav in the wrong place, it's going to be ma'akev. Because krapinaksi, it also says another pasuk by an asham. This time it happens to be in the din of asham mitzera, but it says over there also the same lashon v'shachat et hakeves bimkom asher yishchat et hachatat ve'et haola. So it compares the shchita of the asham mitzera to the Shkita Asayla V'Katas, which we've already established needs to be B'Tzofei, eh? And therefore it's Ma'akev. No, wait a minute. I will offer you the answer. You know that that's not what that's for. That Pasuk is needed for another reason. And it's a very, very... It's a very fundamental reason. In the Brisa that describes the Yudgim Amida Shaper and the Drash stems, so it gives examples of all of these things. And one of the Yudgim Amidas is Davar Shaya Bechlav Yatzali Don Bedavar Hadash Yatar Hashay Lachzira Lachalo Achachzira Nakatub Lachalo Beferush. Something that was once part of a general rule, and then is talked about in completely new ways that are contradiction to the whole set of which it was a member. You don't restore it back to its set unless the Torah shows you that it's meant to be restored to the set. Now the classic example of that halacha is the Asher Mitzer. Because the Asher Mitzer was part of the general set of Ashamas. It says Zotarat Asham, comparing all Ashamas, as if there's a general klal of Asham. Then we say something about it that violates every tenet of any other carbon, namely that instead of taking all of its dam, we cobble all of its dam in a kli and pouring it on the mizbeach, instead there's two kayanim and one of them is mekabel in his hand and he sprinkles it on the person instead of on the mizbeach, but it's absolutely bad. Whoever it is, such a thing. Therefore, it means that it's no longer part of the set of Hashanos according to this klal. Unless the Torah says b'feirush, don't think that it's meant to be excluded from the set of Hashanos. I'm putting it back in for all other dinim, and this is a unique halacha. Now, let's take a look how that develops. We use as an example the din of this Hashan. Kesa. V'shachat et ha-keves b'mkom asher yishchat et ha-chatzat ve'et ha-olah b'mkom ha-kodesh ki ka-chatzat ha-ashamu. What is all of this business? The Hashan is like a chatzat. What do I need that for? She'en ta'vodom ki-chatzat ha-asham. Mata Vadoma Kikatata Hashem. What do I need that for? Aha. The Vishiatsa Hashem Itzaradi Don Bedavarachadash, Beboin Yadabon Regavos and Yemanit. Because after all, the Hashem has over your contradictory element. This is the way the Tesis understands it, because otherwise we have problems, because Lidon Bedavarachadash can contradict the general idea of teaching to back to the rule of Bedavarachadash. So as the Rimi Orleans is Masbir, the Dover HaKadosh over here is only when it's contradictory to other din. And then we call it a Yotzer Lidon B'Dover HaKadosh. So it's Yotzer in a Klal. In other words, normally you must bring all of the Dham, Mekabel all of them. And here, Bedavka, you're not allowed to bring Mekabel all of the Dham. That's the Yotzer Lidon B'Dover HaKadosh, in any event. So I would have thought, okay, it's not part of the general Klal of Hashemot. Who's to say that I even need to do Zerik on the Mizbeach? Who's to say that I even bring the Emurim on the Mizbeach? Maybe that's what I do. I take the blood and I sprinkle it on the guy, and it's a whole new concept of Korban, and it doesn't go on the Mizbeach at all. So, how do I know? Therefore, the Torah has to tell me, no. No. This Asham is no different from the din of all of the Korbanos. Just like a chatas requires matadam ve'emurim l'gavim mizbeach, avasha mitzorato matadam ve'emurim l'gavim mizbeach. Okay, now, if that's the case, then the mention of bimkeim ha'elah, bimkeim ha'chatas, is coming for the same reason. I need to know that it also has the dinim of a general asham that it's requiring itself on. But you claimed, that the fact that it says it over here is a doubling of the halacha, which is li'ikuva. But that's not true. It's required specifically in this case, because I would not have been able to derive the dinim of this particular asham, since it was yatsavid on the davar ha-chadosh, from any of the other ashamas. So that explains why we need this special pasuk. What are you telling me that this special pasuk is extra in order to teach me that all of the ashamas and the akas suffered sari? Ah, says Igmar, yeah, but wait a second, you're right. But suppose it had set Safain only in this case of Asham and Sayyid. How about then? Then we wouldn't have needed the other Asham, because I would have been able to learn out the other Ashamites from this Asham. But I don't. Instead, the Torah repeats it. Now that repetition in the, you're right, I inverted it. This one should have been the Yikr. I could have learned out all the others from this one, even though I can't learn this one from the others. I could have learned out all the others from this one. And then the fact that I needed to repeat the halacha of Bimkom Ha'olah tells me that all of them are Ma'akit Tzofen. Ha! How do you like that? So, because in Cain, if it's only coming to be Ma'akit L'Chololo, so then Nichto B'Hai V'Lo Nichto B'Hai. Here's where it should have said that it is Tzofen. You don't need to mention the other Hashanah Tzofen. Now, wait a minute, that's not so precious. Your assumption is that something that was removed from the set by this klal of the Yudgim Amidah is only removed in one direction. That's what you're assuming. In other words, it's true I can't apply the dinim of the set of Hashemites to this Arsham, but any halacha which is stated regarding this Arsham, which doesn't contradict the general dinim of the set of Hashemites, I could derive back to the other Hashemites, but that's not so precious. If you hold that when something is yotzei from a set to tell me a new halacha, we don't mean by this rule to remove it from the set. It's just that yihud logoma michlo. Its halachas cannot be derived from the other halachas of the karbonis within that set. But aval klalo gmigmar mineh, we can learn the dinim of the other ashamas from it in anything that wasn't unusual. Fine. So then you have a riot because you have a double plastic, then chapter. But suppose you hold, not like that, suppose you hold that the removal from the set is an absolute removal. In other words, it's no longer part of the set of ashamas. So if I find a halacha over there, such a shchita b'tzafein, then I would say that that shchita b'tzafein does not apply back to other Hashemites, and I need now to know that there's a din of suffering by other Hashemites. That's a repetition. But as the Yikr did. So Yisrael and Lo Hu Gamar Miklalo, Velo Klalo Gamar Minei, if you're going to hold it, it works in both directions. So then Haile Gufi, it's just, I need each one to tell me it's Halok. I need to know that this one is Shechter B'Tzofen. I can't use this one to tell me the others. I need to know they're Shechter B'Tzofen. But that means that in no case do I have a repetition of the Din of Tzofen by Hashem, and I'm left with my problem. How do I know that it's Ma'akeh? Maybe it was just said once, and by Klatshim it's said once. It's only the mitzvah. And this is the Gemara, but over here, Kivan da Hadre, Hadre, for heaven's sakes, you're talking as if the Torah never replaced this Arsham back in the set, but it did. It said, Ikaratas Arsham. So that puts it back now into the set of Ashamais. Once that's a given, then everything works out, because now I can still ask you, okay, is this Arsham part of the set of Ashamot or not? Yes? Fine. It says Tzofen. Can I derive other Ashamot from it? Absolutely, why not? But just because it has gone yad or gone regular, I mean, the Torah put it back into the cloth by saying Tikkatat Hashem. So now, why do I need to know the Shechita Tzofen by the other Hashemot? I'll tell you why. Lake. And since now it's part of the set, they both reflect on each other. Zotorat Hashem is out. Omele Mazut, greater Ramar Lubina. You know, I have a problem with this, because when the Torah said Tikkatat Hashem, it didn't really say that this ashram is like other ashramites, did it? It said this ashram is like a chatas. So in other words, it was coming to address a particular set of halachas, namely, that whatever you find by chatas needs to be put on the mizbeach, whether it's dam or whether it's emunim, that applies to the ashram. But it certainly, I mean, if anything, it seems to be going out of its way not to treat this like a normal ashram. I mean, what are you comparing this ashram to a chatas in order to tell me it was halachas, right? So therefore, why not say, which is perfectly reasonable, Ema ki ahadre kro legabe matanda vidamim matanda mi beimurim deboi kuhuna. Maybe those things that it was given back into the set is only legabe, those things that are kosher, they require kuhuna. It's the best chatos you need by the zrika and by the haktor, you need a coin. But shkita, who's to say that? Ki chatat kashama, they may not be referring to shkita bichlal. Because, I mean, Shechita, after all, doesn't require kuhuna. So if it doesn't require kuhuna, well, why would it require tzofen? I mean, who's to say that the Torah, what are you going to say? It's not really an ashram like the other ashrams. We never really call it an ashram. We're mazur at the chlolo, by comparing it to chatas. So what are you telling me? That the comparison to chatas is across the board? Why would it be across the board? I have one comparison. That comparison is compared to the most chomer dinim. Those dinim are the dinim that require kuhuna. So you're left with the original problem. How would I know? If it wouldn't have said the feirush, how would I know that there's a din of shkita tzofen? In which case, you no longer can tell me I could derive one from the other and so on. Ah. Because it's not true. Because if you were right, why wouldn't the Torah simply say, ki kakatatu? It's like a chatas. When you're saying, ki ki chatat ha'asham, what are you trying to tell me? Hey, buddy, this is an asham. Don't get confused. This is an asham like any other asham. That's the point. So I'm bringing it back, indeed, into the claw of the ashamers. My ki chatat ha'asham, kishar ashamot yiyeh. That's the point.
Okay, so now we have an interesting situation because we have a doubling of the limud. And the double of the limud is the fact that we're comparing the makom of the shechita of the asha mitzera to the eila. Bimkayim ha'eila. But then the question is, so why are we comparing it to chatas? Because, I mean, by chatas it's also true that you need suffering. So if we're comparing it to chatas, we're saying to chatas to asha, why do we learn out suffering from others? Why do we need both to compare chatas and asham? That's unheard of. So lama lilak shriya l'chatas and lama lilak shriya l'asham? What does it mean? Bimkom asher yishchatas ha'chatas ve'et ha'olah. What is that for? I mean, one is enough. Ah, Omer Avina, I'll tell you why. There's a brilliant point over here. It's true. Because let's say I would have been makshe to chatas, and I wouldn't have been makshe to eilas. I would have said that I'm telling you that there's a din of suffering by asham. Your conclusion would have been, but wait a minute. How do I know the mokum of the shechita of the chatas? Because it says by the chatas, bimkom asher yishchata to'olah, yishchata da'chatas, correct? So that would mean that the Torah is telling me I can just as easily refer as a primary halacha to something that was learned from a hekesh as I can to go to the primary hekesh itself, maybe to the mukash of the original nikash, which is the oila. And that would have led you to believe that you can derive one hekesh from another hekesh. I'm comparing asham to chatas, chatas to oila, and therefore, well, that's the purpose of asham is compared to oila. But that isn't true. And that's the whole point that the Torah is making over here, is to show you that if you want to derive the halacha of asham, you cannot go to chatas. You're going to have to go to eila. So therefore, I would have thought, see it inside, I would have thought, chatat mehechan lamda, how do I know the din of chatas? Only from the eila. Which proves that a davar halamad v'hekesh, chozerim lameh v'hekesh. And therefore, in order to avoid that implication, the Torah does not leave it at chatas, it goes to Eila. Omele Mazutra, so Mazutra, Breda of Mori, yes, Ravina, so then, I don't understand. If it's only to avoid that implication, then you can leave out the chatas, you can just go to Eila. So then, v'nikshele Eila lo nikshele chatas. Now, obviously, he set him up for this question. Because the result is, of course, what you need to say, and it's very powerful. Be marked to Eila, don't be marked to Chatas. Aha! The answer then, because then you would have thought that it's still possible to entertain the notion. In other words, okay, it's hard to say it, but why not believe that a Dabra Alamad Bekesh can be closer when I make Bekesh? You'll ask. No! Because then the Torah would have compared it to a chatas. I'll turn around to everyone. Why would the Torah compare it to a chatas? If you have an opportunity to compare it to an oila or to a chatas, I mean, wouldn't you rather compare it to the primary halacha? I mean, it's a little bit funny to go steps. So therefore, I would have no proof that you cannot use a secondary derivation. I would have said the reason the Torah went there was because why should it go to chatas? But in another case where I find something that's compared through another comparison, I would be okay. Therefore, comes along the Torah to say, hey, looky here. I tell you that you have to check the b'mokam ha'chatas. And then I say b'mokam ha'ela. Why did I do that? To tell you that if I would have said b'mokam ha'chatas, it would have been no good. Because you can't derive from chatas, and I want you to look at what I'm doing. You see, I say chatas. I want you to learn a lesson. That's not the way to learn from chatas. Therefore, I'm going to say ha'ela to teach me and not chatas, you see. In which case, now I've proved positive that a davar lamed behekesh cannot be chazer malamed behekesh. And that's what I'm looking for. I didn't want to just avoid, I set you up. I didn't want to just avoid the question of, well, I would have concluded that, and therefore, no, it's worse than that. The Torah is good for coming to teach me. Don't learn a hekesh from something that was derived from another hekesh. Let's see that inside. Because then I would have said, davar lamed behekesh, chazer malamed behekesh. And if you would have said, now, well, I mean, if that's the case, then why didn't the Torah compare it to chatas? Why didn't it compare it to eila? If you would have said to me, if a davar lamed behekesh can't learn from a hekesh, could learn from a hekesh, then why can't you go to chatas? I would have said, because, I mean, why should he? Nekele demakish leikir velo nekish leil atafo. I mean, isn't it? I mean, it's obviously the Torah is more, it feels it's more appropriate to go to the basis of the halacha instead of going to the secondary explanation. So therefore, That's why the Torah goes out of its way first to be makshit l'chatas, and then to be makshit anyway, unnecessarily, to the Erla, to teach you a lesson. L'meimar shedover ha'lamed ba'ekesh enoch l'zerom ha'lamed ba'ekesh. That the davka, the wrong way to have learned it, would have been a chatas. And now you have to go to Erla.
So why would anybody learn that you can't learn?
If it hadn't done that, why not? How would I have known otherwise?
No, I mean, in general.
That's right, why not? Rava says, Rava says,
but if the Torah says the chatas is like an olah, but not become a self-primary.
No, you see, that's the point. That's what's coming to say. That it's only a hekesh, and it's not primary.
Even if the Torah says,
even if the Torah, that's a hekesh. A hekesh is when the Torah compares one thing to another. Whether it says it openly or whether it puts it in the same post, it's the same level hekesh. Rava Mami Hacha. Rava says, well, I know that halacha that Dava Lami Behekish Eino Chazerim Lami Behekish. How do I know it? I know it from the following. It says, Kasher Yuram Yishor Zevach Hashlami. Now, I'm asking you, what is the point to say by the Par Kohen Mashiach that you should take the Emurim, the same Emurim that you took from the Zevach Hashlami, for God's sake? It says everything what you're supposed to do in the parsha of the Parakar and Mashiach. Now, what would be the point of comparing it to the Shara Zevach HaShlamim? L'mayyokata, to tell me what? To tell me the Oteret HaKadeh? To tell me the Shtei HaKlayot? The Gufekti. It says Beferish right here, by the Shara of the Par, I mean of the Kohen Mashiach, it says Beferish, all of those halachas. So what's it for? And I'll tell you what it's for. Mishum Deboyag Muri, Oteret HaKadeh to Shtei HaKlayot, you remember the very central pasuk, the Asar Lepar Kasher Asar Lepar Hakatat Kain Yasem. What did that mean? So you recall the diyukim that we had, but there is the Asar Lepar that you give the Par Helam Dover the same halachas as you give the Par Kohen Mashiach, and then Kasher Asar Lepar is a reference to the Par of Yom HaKippurim, and then Hakatat is a reference to Seirei Avodas Kochavim, and we need to learn out because the Torah never said what the din is of the Emurim of the Seirei Avodas Kochavim, so we need to learn out Seirei Avodas Kochavim from Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur. Aha! The problem is, however, that Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur itself, it doesn't say the Yoter Peshtei Aklayot. Now, I only know that there is a Yoter Peshtei Aklayot in the comparison of Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur to the Par of the Kohen Mashiach, because it says Vasala Par Kasher Asala Par. So, Mamela, I learn out that the two are similar. The problem is that if I do that, then I'm only going to be able to learn it from a Hekesh. Now I'm comparing it, the Par HaKatav, to another Hekesh, to see Yirei Avodas Kochavim. Ah! But how can I learn one hekesh from another hekesh? Therefore, the Torah has to go out of its way to repeat the Kasher Asar Rishon Zevach HaShlamim to tell me, you know what? I want it to be an additional limud here that isn't necessary, so that you should view it as if it says in the very parsha of the Parah of Zavash HaTzibur, it says the din of the Shtei HaKlayot and the Yoteret HaKabet, you see? So from there on, so what is the purpose? The only purpose is, because otherwise I'd be stuck with learning hekesh to hekesh. This is absolutely brilliant. Right? So you see from there, says Rava, I'll read it inside in a moment, you see from there that if it hadn't been for that repetition, you would not have been able to derive Seirei Avodas Kochavim from Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur, which in turn would have itself been derived only from the Par Kohen Mashiach. Therefore, it needed that repetition. So let's see that inside. Since I need to derive those halachas from the Par Helam Dover, to apply it to the Kasher Asar Lepar HaKatat, which is a reference to Seirei Avodas Kochavim. And the problem is that Par Helam Dover Begufei Lo Ktiv. It doesn't say the din of the Shtei HaKlayot Yoteret HaKavet, it doesn't say in Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur. I only derive it from the Par Kohen Mashiach Dar Gamra. Lo Hachi Yitzchak, therefore I need to repeat Kasher Yuram Yishor Zevach HaShlamim. The Nahavi command the cuts of Begufei, I need it to be as if it appeared in the very parsha of the Parah of Dover Shel Tzibur, Velo Nahavi Dover Alamei Behekesh, Chazor Alamei Behekesh, in order that it shouldn't be included in the violation of trying to derive one Ekesh to another.
Because it can't.
What then?
Because it can't. Dover Alamei Behekesh.
Because it can't, obviously. It's coming to tell me that it can't. Omnei Rupakla Rava, so Rupakla said to Rava, I don't understand, but it's an awfully roundabout way of telling me that there's a din of Yoter to Shtei HaKlayot in the Parsha, Par Elam Davishal Tzibur, to repeat it in the Parakad Mashiach and then make it as if it's actually written in the Par Elam Davishal Tzibur. It's crazy. So, listen to group. I said, just write it then, for heaven's sakes. Just say, Yoter to Shtei HaKlayot, Velo Nakish. And what do we need the Hekish for? Says, so, what do you mean? That's the whole point. That's what's so brilliant about this. If it had been written the Gufei, and we wouldn't have derived from Hekish, would we ever have known that a Dover Lama Vekish had a Chosim Lama Vekish? No! So how do I mean a Dover Lama Vekish, Chosim Lama Vekish? So then you'll say, okay, so then why don't you ask yourself, well, wait a minute, if a Dover Lama Vekish, Chosim Lama Vekish, then why did they bother saying it? I could have derived it anyway. So you ask. You'll say, no, because then I would have said, but he came in Akshay Akushay. No, it's like the Kashi, the Gufei, and Akshay Akushay. I would have said, what do you mean? I mean, why would the terror stoop to a Hekish where it could simply tell you the Halacha? So the fact that it told you the Halacha is no riot that a Hekish wouldn't have been sufficient to tell you the Halacha. In the same way that you used that argument before, that obviously I'd rather compare it to another one than compare it to Chazak. I'd rather save itself than compare it to something else. Therefore, I do two things. I write it, and I make now the Hekish in order to tell me, you see, the Dovah Lama Hekish, and of course the Lama Hekish, otherwise I don't need to repeat. The parsha of Kasher Yoram Shozav HaShlavim. Beautiful. Fine. So now we know that Adav Alam Ebehekish and Ebehekish and Ebehekish and Ebehekish. Okay? I know that either from Rava's Zvaya, I know that from Ravina's Zvaya, but we have two examples of such a thing. Now, my question is, can Adav Alam Ebehekish teach us a halakha through a Zereshav? Because I certainly don't have a general rule, in Alam Ebehekish ben Alam Ebehekish. That's, I've already pointed out that yesterday, Hekish is even included in the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Midrash. No, it doesn't appear there. So maybe something learned in a Hekish, a Gzeirah Shava, however, may be more perhaps a completely different idea, where the Torah used the Zalach HaMishra Sinai to tell me that these words are meant to be used comparatively. So maybe that's okay. Tashma. Let's see whether it's okay. Rabbi Nathan ben Aptumis Omer, Minayin L'Pricha B'Vgadim Shehi Torah. Suppose you have a beged with a Negat Saras on it, and that beged suddenly becomes covered totally with the negatzarat. Is that beged the equivalent of a human who has become completely covered with tzarat and kulo afach lavan tahor? Ah, well, it uses, it's very strange, karakat v'gabakat, the karakat v'gabakat, generally by a human being, that's a reference to a balding area on the head, either the front area of that which is karaka, or the back area of that which is kabaka, and over there it says the types of netek in that area, which are not the same as nige or, okay? But it uses the same crazy, I mean, how is a beged, a karaka and a kabaka? But not, nonetheless, Torah uses that lashon by begodim to tell me that just like it says karaka karaka begodim, but nema karaka kabaka be adam, to tell me, just like an Adam parakhu bikulo tahor, that if he would turn entirely nega on his karakat or gabachat, so afkan parakhu bikulo tahor, so too if the beged turns completely its color, obviously it's a completely different color than you have by nige Adam, so it's also tahor. Now, how do I know that a karakat v'gabachat hafakulo levan tahor? I know that a body that's hafakulo levan tahor, but a body has completely different simonim, and there's sar lov, and there is sar, there it's a sar which is yellow, it's tahor. So it's not the same thing at all. So how do I know to compare the halok of karakas v'gabakas to nige or, and to say afa korak kula is tahor? So also minola, I learn it from a hekesh. Since the Torah said miro shol v'adrag lov, the Torah is comparing the head, which is karakas v'gabakas, that's nige harosh, comparing it to his regal, which is Nigeor. And therefore it's telling you, that in a case where a person turns completely white, and white is only not a reference to the God, it's a reference to Or. So that's a Porach Bukula. That Porach Bukula is Tahor. Afkan, so too on his head, and now, that's a Hekesh, and now I'm going to use the Gzeres Shava of Karakto Begabasto to apply the dinim that was just learned from a Hekesh, which proves that something learned from a Hekesh can now teach with Gzeres Shava. It says Rabbi Yochanan, that's a beautiful riot, except for one little minor inconvenient problem. It's all over! Anywhere in the Torah, of course you can learn a Hekesh to Gzeres Shava, you can learn a Hekesh to Hekesh too. These dinim are only kachin dinim. What are you bringing me, Sarat? Does Sarat have to do with kachin? Because it needs a kohen. Sarat is kohen. So I'm going to be open on, look, the chalatar kohen, the maiden lamad mi lamad. Of course I can learn any lamad from a lamad. It's only kachin shein done in lamad mi lamad. And by the way, you happen to be wrong? Because I'll show you by kachin that indeed you cannot use a hekish to go now and because of the lamad big zera shalom. And I'll prove it to you. Din kain lo yamer tzafona be'asham v'teisi b'gzera shava the kachay kodashim mechatot. What do we need this whole big drush of learning the din of tzafain by asham if I can simply learn it from the fact that it uses the word kachay kachay mechatos and it uses the word kachay kachay be'asham? I'll tell you why. Because dava alama be'ekesh, namely that the chatos has to be shechted the tzafain, cannot now teach me with the Gezeret Sheva of Kadosh Kadoshim to Arsham that the Arsham also has to be Cheshav with the Tzapa. There you go. So clearly, Adavra Lamed Be'ekish cannot be Cheshav with the Gezeret Sheva. Nonetheless, when it came to Tzaraas, we had no problem with Adavra Lamed Be'ekish Cheshav with the Gezeret Sheva, because there's two completely different sets of Limudim, one that applies to Kachim, one that applies to everything else in the world. Well, no. Maybe that's because we don't want to be able to make the Malachatish Kim Kaper as a Chayvi Krisis. I mean, you can ask on a Gzera Shavah if it's not Mufna, so maybe I could say to him, wait a minute, over there, you can't derive Kodesh Kodeshim that says Bechatis, which Bechatis, even a Chayv Krisis, to an Asham, which is not, yeah, but the problem is that Kodesh Kodeshim is used again in Kerach, when it's talking about all of the dinim of the Chavdal Bat Neskuna, so it says again, Kodesh Kodeshim Lach. So therefore, it's repeated, which makes it a Gzera Shava Mufneh. And once it's Mufneh, you can't ask on it. And therefore, the only solutions to why we don't use this Gzera Shava is because you can't use a Gzera Shava from something. It was learned from a Hekesh. So you see that there's in Kachim. And we see we do it by Chulin, by Negoyim. So obviously, there's a difference between Kachim and Chulin. There you go.
Let's say,
Please double. Thank you.